Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the former advisor to President Reagan, President Bush, the second President Bush, Sig Rogus, joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. NV Energy. NV Energy proudly serves Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Nevada Mining Association, mining a better future for Nevada. And University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, offering the highest level of care in Nevada.
I feel strongly about access to abortion because my life could have been at risk without one. So when I hear about Sam Brown's extreme views, it really scares me. Sam Brown has repeatedly supported efforts to ban abortion without any exceptions, even for rape or incest. And he supports letting states, including Nevada, prosecute doctors and women for having an abortion. Sam Brown is a MAGA extremist, and he'd hurt Nevada.
Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Las Vegas, we are always delighted to welcome back to the program Sig Rogus. He is the president of Rogus Communications. It is a pleasure for you to be here, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be with you, Sam, always.
So your wife, Lori, is running for the state legislature. How is the campaign going?
I think it's going pretty good. You know, one of the measures is they're attacking me, you know, so that tells you they don't have anything to attack her on. So they're trying to find things that I may have done that they don't think set well with people.
For example?
Well, they're attacking me. They're saying that I have undue influence with foreign governments. I did work in the White House, and I did deal with foreign governments, but I don't think you could say I had undue influence. I always listen to these attacks and think that I think Churchill said you can measure your success by your adversaries. So I think we're doing pretty well.
And it's hard to attack Lori. I mean, her work with education, special needs kids, speaks for itself.
Thank you for saying that. It's impossible to attack her, really. I mean, she's a story in and to itself of working her way through college while she worked full-time, working her way through law school while she worked full-time, graduating magna cum, you know, at the highest levels of her class, and all the while raising a baby, you know, and as a single mother. So she's really a rags-to-riches kind of story, and so I'm really proud of her from that standpoint.
And on the special needs front, that case went all the way to the Supreme Court.
It went to the Supreme Court. We hired the attorneys that argued it before the Supreme Court. We hired them out here when we sued the school district. And the lawsuit went on for 7 years, 4 years after our daughter had left. They told us our daughter wouldn't graduate from high school. She's a senior at the University of Utah in honors program. They just don't do their job here, and they haven't done their job here. And the attorneys that got with us on this recent class action lawsuit before the school district said it's the most egregious district in America. These are the same people who handled that Flint, Michigan lead in the lead pipe issue.
Right.
For the kids. So, listen, we're not asking for any damages. This is not a money lawsuit. It's a systemic problem in the school district, and we want to see it righted. So we're going to continue to do it.
You know, it's amazing. You know, over $2 billion was given to education in this last legislative session. And yet we see what a mess the system is.
It's really a mess. And, you know, it's not the teachers either. The poor teachers don't have the resources that they need to help. Kids with autism and dyslexia and severe learning disabilities are just shunted around like cattle, you know, and it's got to stop. It's a violation of federal law. And like I said earlier, we're not asking for any monetary damages. We're asking them to right a systemic wrong within the framework of the school district. There's a lot of families who just don't know what to do, and we get them by the dozens, if not the hundreds, who call us asking us what they can do and what their rights are. So it's a labor of love with Lori, and it has been from the beginning. She's not going to stop.
You had mentioned autism, and I just wanted to bring up something because we did a lot of programs on autism over the last few years, is that as these kids age out and become adults, they are going to be in a terrible situation when the families, unfortunately, are going to die. Who's going to take care of them?
It's a great question, and we talk about it a lot among ourselves. You know, what happens to these poor kids? Or severe dyslexia, you know, where they can't really comprehend right from left like other people would. And by the way, it's not just reading left to right or right to left or touching, it's everything. Your whole system is backwards sometimes, so it's more complex than people realize. But we've had recent examples where kids are just left out in the hallway wandering around, you know, and shunned and ridiculed and bullied and nonverbal kids, you know, so they can't really react. You know, kids that have other maladies and they're treated so poorly. We're going to see a good conclusion to this lawsuit. It's going to force the school district to do what they are supposed to do by federal law. And it includes the school district and the state of Nevada. They need to be together. And things I think are going to change when it gets to court.
All right, I'm going to change topics on you completely here and talk about the presidential race.
Okay.
Your thoughts on where we are right now, because according to both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, as we're recording this morning, the race is it's within the margin of error on both sides.
You know, I think it's Trump's to lose, trying to be objective about it. I get poll results from sometimes 24 states because friends of mine are in the business and I get shared information. And they all recently have him slightly ahead in Michigan, expanding a little lead in Pennsylvania, ahead in Georgia, barely ahead in North Carolina. But if he takes those states that I just discussed, there's no way for him to lose it. I think it's a long shot for him to win Nevada, frankly, because I think the union support here is significant, and they're walking door to door by the hundreds, and that's a big factor. But I don't think that's out of the realm either, necessarily. But you never know. It's a crazy race, crazy candidates. And so who knows what pops up on the screen, you know, from morning to afternoon to night with those two.
Do you regard the Harris nomination as somewhat of a coup within the Democratic Party that they didn't allow four or five candidates to be at the convention where the convention could make the vote?
Well, it gave new meaning to backroom smoke-filled deals, that's for sure.
Well, of course, they're smoke-free now.
Yeah, smoke-free deals. But I think some of them still like cigars anyway. Yeah, you know, I think that she, at the time, was probably the weakest candidate. I think the energy level in the Democrat Party as a result of her has changed the dynamic a lot. But she's not really a great candidate, in my opinion. I mean, objectively speaking, and I don't think you can get away running for president and not tell people what you're going to do. The eventuality is you have to live with what you've done, which is 3.5 years of significant economic malaise, not to mention around the world. We've got skirmishes and wars and threats of wars everywhere now, which we didn't have before. which I think came in good part because of Afghanistan and the way we left it. And then you got to talk about what you're going to do in the future, and it's tricky. You know, it's tricky to say, well, I'm not going to do this if you've already done it. It was tricky for us with George Bush because he was Ronald Reagan's vice president. Luckily, we had a good record to run on. We didn't say we were going to change much with the Reagan agenda, so we got a, you know, we were blessed in that regard. But the world is not happy with the last 3.5 years, that's for certain, especially in this country. And so what are you going to do to change it? Are you going to admit that you've been mistaken, or are you going to change things as you move forward?
All right, so I'll play devil's advocate and point out that according to the latest news, she has raised over $1 billion since the announcement. So that is a lot of money for people like yourself who run campaigns to be able to come up and craft messages in 30 seconds to be able to tell a story, whether it's an accurate story or not.
I think you're right there, but you can only buy so much media. It's so full of, you know, it's full of ads, so there's only so much availability. I think where this gives her an advantage is on the ground. I think they can pay the walkers, pay the get out, the door knockers, all that. I think that has more impact with the money. And she's raised $1 billion and Trump's raised, what, $750 million. So what's $250 million more or less? You know, when you think about it in that context, it's how the money is spent. It's what kind of efficiencies are built into your budgeting. And the eventuality is you can't buy any more media if it's all sold out. So the next place to go is in the mail, and the next place to go is on the ground.
Is the mail even viable these days? I mean, I don't know about at your house, but at my house, I collect the mail, and it all goes in the trash. Nobody else in the house sees it.
Yeah, well, we kind of do the same thing, except when they're attacking us.
Right, right.
And we do read it. You know, we keep them as souvenirs just to reminisce a little bit. But you're right. I do think people read it. That's why they can't be so cluttered, you know, with copy. You have to assume that they get it, look at it, and on the way to the garbage can, read it before they tear it up and throw it away. And so I kind of ask that the designs and the messaging be simple and to the point, the best I can anyway.
I remember after the Steve Sisolak campaign where he failed in his run for re-election as governor, I was talking to the people that ran the media buying for that campaign, and I was talking about the fact that he had raised $15 million for mm-hmm. his campaign. And these guys who were from D.C. laughed at me and said, $15 million doesn't go very far in Nevada anymore.
We have the, I think, per capita, I think we're the most expensive TV market in the country. If we're not, we're in the top three for sure. And the cost per thousands here are extraordinarily high. And the CPRs that you see, you know, the ratings components for television and are very, very high, and radio as well. So there's a lot of truth to that. But he was just a flawed candidate, really, had his issues. He's the only governor incumbent to lose in all of America. And that is in a year when Democrats won the state. So a lot of people had to go into the booth, vote at the top of the ticket, and when they got the governor, switch their vote. That says a lot.
Doesn't it, though? Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Sig Rogic after this time out.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sig Rogich. He's the president of Rogich Communications. Let's talk about, you brought up Afghanistan and the withdrawal. I have to say, from my position, I don't know how you leave any war zone cleanly. And Donald Trump was prepared to leave Afghanistan during his term. It didn't work out. And then Biden did. And I think that was good for our country, not maybe so good for Afghanistan and the people that got left behind. But I don't know how you do that cleanly when it takes 6 months to a year to move all the equipment in for a war, and it's going to take you an equal time to leave. So, you know, you're going to get attacked. But to move on, let's talk about what's going on. Iran was very concerned that Israel and Saudi Arabia were going to make peace, and that would be a strong force against
Iran. The Benjamin
Iran.
Accords.
Right.
Yes.
And that was probably one of the most significant things that happened on the international front during President Trump's term.
Mm-hmm.
And everything has exploded from there. Where do you see things as we record this today, and where do you see them going between Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and Iran itself?
It's a great question. It would take me a long time to answer everything I think about it, but I can tell you in a summation that the Israelis have every right for self-determination and to protect themselves, so I support what they're doing. Netanyahu can be a bull in a china shop, and I get that, but now his popularity ratings are up over 60-some% again because of what he did in Hezbollah to retaliate for them shooting missiles into Tel Aviv. I don't think this thing closes down anytime soon. I do think we have the best chance of success of getting this thing to some kind of an even keel with Trump as president, because I think he gets it a little better than Kamala might in that regard. And plus, if you look at the track record of how they got to this stage, you have to give some credit to this administration for allowing it to reach this level. And part of that goes to the fact that they emboldened Iran. They gave Iran billions of dollars. They opened the spigot on their oil productivity. They lifted the sanctions. And so they emboldened them to then find their allies to help them with Hezbollah and with the
Houthis.
Yeah, for sure. And we're not doing anything in return. So they're bombing ships, blocking the canals. I can't remember what the number is, but it's something like 90% of certain goods for the world come through the Suez Canal in that region. How do you not act on that? What do you do? Do you just put your head in the ground? And back to Afghanistan, just to close one part of that, I think we shouldn't have stayed in Afghanistan as long as we did. I give you that, and I praise the president, you know, whoever it might be, for getting us out. But to leave $80 billion in arsenal there, weaponry there, to leave 2,500 Americans trapped there, to see 13 American soldiers, men and women, killed there, just to make a point that you're getting out immediately without thinking it through. And his own generals said it was a mistake. And so what did you do? You gave the Taliban their arsenal. And what did they do with it? They sell it to Hezbollah. They sell it to the bad guys to be used against us and our allies. It's one of the tragic mistakes, I think, of the 21st century in terms of foreign relations, and it'll be looked upon that way, I think, historically. And it is, in the eyes of many, already.
Let's go back to the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Wars end not with guns, but with diplomacy. Where do you see the road to a diplomatic settlement in Israel and Gaza, the West Bank, when the leader of Hamas is determined not to negotiate with anybody?
Wars do end with diplomacy. They also start with diplomacy. You know, after Versailles, Germany was cornered so badly that led to World War II. And so it works both ways. You have to have realistic sanctions and things that people can at least breathe with. You can't make it so draconian that they can't do anything but come back out fighting. I'm not sure how the region ends up, but I do think we'll be stronger because of it. I do think the Saudis will continue to have some kind of good dialogue with the Israelis.
Well, it's a continuation because they're obviously having that dialogue right now.
They are.
But it's just not publicly.
And I think that brings in Qatar. It brings in the United Emirates. I think it changes the dynamic in the region. But I think along the way, without too much time getting involved, I think you could see a revolution in Iran. People don't want to have what's going on there happen, you know. I know they got rid of Pavlov, you know, when he was the ruler of the country, and they brought in the...
the Shah, right.
Yeah, the Shah. They brought in Khomeini. I can't remember it all right. But I think you're going to see this thing take steps that no one expected. I think that there's going to be a retaliatory component with Iran to Israel, and I think Israel will retaliate in kind. I think if they bomb their oil fields or knock out their nuclear reactor plants, that changes the dynamic too.
Indeed. Let's take another break. We'll be right back with Sig Rogich after this timeout.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Friendly.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sig Rogich. He is the president of Rogich Communications. China. It seems to me that we have so much trade with China, and Taiwan has so much trade with China, that the biggest danger right now is not U.S.-Chinese relations, but what's going on in the seas, in the Taiwan Straits and beyond that, past the Philippines and all those other countries where China wants to have dominance there and is building military bases, I would be more concerned as the president of the Philippines than I would be as the president of Taiwan. Am I wrong in that thinking?
No, I don't think you're wrong, but I think it's bigger than that. You know, now you have Japan and Vietnam. You have Vietnam and South Korea. You have South Korea and Taiwan. Taiwan and the Philippines. All of these entities are working collectively now because they see the threat from China. If China went to war with Taiwan, they probably would be successful, but they'd probably lose several hundred million people in the process. I don't think it's a practical matter. It can happen like that, and I think they realize it. Taiwan is well armed. I mean, and when you bring the region into it, you know, and there's no love between China and Japan anyway because right. of the atrocities of the past that the Japanese conducted on the Chinese. And so there's all of that. And now you throw the Philippines into it. You know, Malaysia is in there as well. Cambodia is in there as well. They're all affected by it. China can't survive without trade, essentially. And now they're paying the price you're seeing with tariffs that they just can't live with. So it's a work in play, and I think that we're going to see a lot more in the weeks and months ahead.
And their nuclear submarine sank in the dock.
Yeah, well, they're still ahead of us in terms of submarine activity right now because we're not keeping up. But yes, it sunk.
Yeah.
That's not pretty.
Not at all. Sig Rogich, always a pleasure to see you, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
For joining us as always.
I love being with you. I appreciate it.
Both ways. And we'll be right back.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you. NV Energy. NV Energy proudly serves Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Nevada Mining Association, mining a better future for Nevada. And University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, offering the highest level of care in Nevada.
Thanks for watching. Nevada Newsmakers comes to you from Las Vegas. Our thanks to the Ahern Hotel for accommodating us. We'll see you on the next broadcast.